Hello, Peter.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Pete, this is Bill Skinner.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man? I thought this was a call from inbound.
Michael Johnson.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, okay. All right, good. And we're sending in the applications. I just a couple
perfect.
Of questions on
Yeah, of
on
course,
each
shoot.
One. Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to send in bank statements, everything else like that. Now, you know, a few months ago we had average balance of 20,000 or something like that. Now we got nothing because we've already started buying the tanks, the buses, the, you know, everything. We didn't wait for the loans. So
yeah,
I don't know
how
that affects the application, but it doesn't show any cushion. Does that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as if it, you know, you had 20K in there every month. Just bring me up to speed about what you guys still need, or, you know, exactly.
Well, we're going, we want to coincide it with, we want to try and raise 150, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't going to be able to do that. You're going to get whatever you can for the equipment leasing and the, and either I think it was a business loan or credit.
I believe what we're trying to do here is just get as much as we can on an equipment lease. So that usually for startups it's probably around 50K and under. But if we can get, you know, a large amount of that done on the equipment side of things, that's gonna be extremely beneficial to you guys, only because that tends to have like one of those longer terms, like a 3 to 5 year. So it's going to help you out on cash flow. The working capital ones are short term, but those are, you know, what we can use to kind of supplement that equipment and get you maybe, you know, that's kind of harder to give you a threshold of what, but send the application in and we'll see what we get on the working capital side of things.
Okay, put it in. My banker, you know, they're all Chase and Bank of America, they're all saying, why don't you come to us, so on and so forth. So what
they don't
do
startups.
they
work with you, that's great.
They give business credit cards, they give whatever, HELOCs, home equity line of credit. We got a lot of credit.
If you can get the HELOC, that's not a bad deal.
You know, but we got an ex-wife involved. That's a little complicated.
This is headache-free, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to coincide it with a couple other financial sources. We want to put it in at the same time, the same day, so that a lot of inquiries don't show up on you guys or don't show up on us or whatever.
No, that's the way to do it. You guys know how to play the game.
Yeah, that's all. So Thursday's the day. So we'll send in the applications, but
application,
do you get the inquiry the same day?
No,
what
I can do for you guys is you can send me the app, send me all the info, I'll review it, I'll make sure everything's perfect, and then when you give me the okay, I'll punch it into the system. And that way, I'll put it in, you know, we're super flexible as far as, you know, just making things work for you guys, so I'll tell, you know, underwriting, hey, let's try and just get this all run up in one day and get the approval, you know, if I get it, let's say, today or tomorrow, and you want to do it Thursday, I can submit it Wednesday afternoon so they can start on it and say, don't run this till tomorrow morning. And that way they'll have the whole day to work on it. The next day it'll be perfect. Yeah, I know exactly what to do.
All right, very good. So let me see. What was the other thing? Okay, where is this application? A couple of questions. Commercial credit app. That would be the...
That's the one for the capital programs.
Okay, the merchant pre-qualification form?
No, say it. The merchant pre-qualification form, that's the one for the credit. I mean, for the... It is confusing. The merchant pre-qualification form is the one for the working capital, and the commercial credit application is the one for the equipment.
For the lease.
For the equipment, do you have, like, a vendor that you guys are using, or are you buying this private party?
It's a vendor. It's kind of weird, only because it's not a common equipment. You know, it's an underwater scooter.
You get an invoice for it? Because that's pretty much...
Yeah, we already have an invoice for it.
Oh, perfect. If you get the invoice...
You know, the factory's in Florida.
Yeah, Bill, if you can get the invoice to me and the application, you're money on that end of things.
All right, yeah, definitely, because I got your email, so I see the list of things to get you. No problem. A couple of questions. Okay, for the merchant pre-qual form, it says a couple of things. Use of proceeds.
Use of so just put you can put equipment on there.
Working capital. How about that?
Just
equipment.
Put,
whatever's
yeah, just put equipment, equipment. Honestly, yeah. Just put equipment and, you know, starting the business. So,
okay, I'll just put it in the small box. So I'll just put it in. All right, and physical address. Now, we actually have three addresses. One is going to be, we're starting in Key West. It's going to be the marina. Two is the corporate address. It's a Florida corporation, so it's a Florida office address and parish.
Here,
and
let me.
Three is where we operate in New York.
Which one is going to be on the Secretary of State? It's going to be the Florida Secretary of State file, I'm presuming.
That would be the corporate address in Paris, Florida, right?
Okay, so that's they're going to want. And which one's on your bank accounts? Is that Florida one?
Bank account is New York.
Okay, so I'll just bank put that. I'll make a note of that right now, so I can put that when I do send it over to the underwriting department, because they get a little bitchy about addresses sometimes. So like, why does the app not match the Secretary of State, not match the bank? So I'll just put Secretary of State and app are the same. The Florida location, right. And then the corporate. New York
bank
location, it has the bank account.
New York Bank of America, which, just so you know, I don't know if you want to include this on the note, we specifically went with Bank of America because Bank of America is also in Key West. So,
okay. They don't have like a Wells Fargo down there and Chase?
They, no, the Chase is not down in Key West, and Wells Fargo, I didn't think was there. I forget what happened. I looked into it, but Bank of America is a business bank, so we went with them.
Perfect.
But they're in Key West, so that's why we went with Bank of America.
For some reason, I thought Wells was all over the place. But perfect.
Yeah,
so I got that explanation.
It's not a retail bank down there. They have one of those financial centers or something.
I gotcha.
All right, so next question, billing address. Which address should I use for the billing address? Same thing, Paris?
Put the same billing address on there as the location.
Okay.
Is the billing address usually then to the New York?
Yeah, but
I guess put the New York on there,
you
and then
keep
I can.
It simple.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just keep it simple.
Address, don't I can leave it blank because it just says if different than the fiscal address, so I just won't say anything.
Yeah, just leave it blank. Yeah, perfect. I'm just trying to pull up your Secretary of State filing right now, just while I have you on the phone. For what's the legal name? Billy Ocean Inc.
Billy Ocean Inc. Inc.
I see one here, but I have late William Skinner. Perfect. Got it. Oh, perfect.
Now, I hope it doesn't show me as the owner.
It says title DP, it says William Skinner, title DP, and then title DST, Matthew Kowinski.
DST, what's DST mean?
I have no idea. Each Secretary of State, each website is completely different in a completely different format.
Gotcha.
It's kind of insane that they do it like this.
All right, well, those two names, we're involved in the company, but Michael, we gave Michael 100% shares to keep everything simple. So Michael,
okay, did you ever update the Secretary of State?
Well, they should have. I paid $270 to the attorneys.
Can you give them a ring this morning? Because right now it says, the names on this company are William and Matthew.
Oh, okay.
Who'd you transfer the 100% shares to?
Michael Johnson, the guy that's on the application.
Yeah, perfect.
Just to make everything coincide. Okay, good. I'm glad we talked.
Definitely call the Secretary of State up. And the Parrish, Florida address is the one on here, so that's perfect. So there'll be no headaches there with the application. And so we got all that double-checked. So everything looks to be perfect. If you just want to just call up Secretary of State and or whoever and figure that out real quick.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I have the proof that he has 100% shares, but it's not listed yet, so I'll call up.
Yeah, you probably have, like, a tax certificate or something like that, right? Or articles of incorporation.
Well, I have the,
did you change it into his name?
I have all that, but that's in our name.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we sold all the shares to him.
What kind of paperwork do you have backing that up?
Let's see. Spiegel and Natura, privileged and confidential attorney-client communication. Billy Ocean Inc. Dear Mr. Skinner and Close, please find stock transfer agreement and new stockholder list.
Okay. Perfect.
And let's see. I have. It's all legit. We. The attorneys. I went through all the attorneys and everything.
Well, that's why I try and get whatever you can get over to me today, and I'll start working on it as far as, you know, double-checking, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, so that the last step on Thursday morning will just be to shoot it in.
Okay, good. Oh, I had the certificate, too. The 10,000 shares. This certifies that Michael Johnson is the registered holder of corporate seal. Oh, okay.
Very good. Solid.
That to right. Shares to Carter. All right, so I got that part. All right, so the next question is, we got fill in blank. Industry type.
Honestly, you could leave that blank. I don't know what. What would you call it?
Industry type. Well, I'd have to go on the SIC code. I can Google it.
What would you call your industry type? Okay, I have the SIC code.
Oh, it's in the, tourist industry. I mean, we rent out, kind of like a dive boat, like a scuba diving boat, mm-hmm. whatever that would be called. It's the same thing, except you don't really, ride an underwater scooter on my boat. Do you have a list of SIC codes?
I'm looking through them right now, yeah.
Or description.
Amusement and recreational services, so there you could just put recreational.
Oh, okay, recreational services, how's that?
Yeah, it's loading up here, so it could be like, and get you the exact one. Damn, they have an SIC code for clowns.
Really? Services. Yeah, it says you don't have to put the SIC code. It says you can just put the description.
The one for scuba diving tours, you have one exactly for scuba tours. If you want to just write this down for reference, it's 799.
Okay.
987.
Three nines, right?
Yeah. So 7 3 9s and then 87 at the end.
799987.
Yeah, and you also have one for snorkeling. Just ends in an 89. So whichever one of those you'd rather use.
Yeah, it's more underwater, so I'll use it. Six numerals, right?
Yes, it should be 7 9 9 9 8 6 or 87.
Okay. Perfect. That's scuba tours. Okay, the other, then underneath it, it says, industry type. Then you have rental or mortgage. I don't even know what that means. What's the business?
Yeah. Do you rent your locations? Do you, you know, you probably rent the office space, I'm assuming, in New York, and then the Florida location, is that, is it just dock space? Like, how do you run it? Yeah.
The dock space, yeah. And the New York location is just a home office for now, so, and it says amount, so.
How much do you pay for the dock space? I just put it in there.
Well, it's between three locations. Yeah. We're not sure yet. Probably be about $3,000 a month, but we're just not sure of the location. The office rent is just my home office in
my
house.
What about the parish location? What is that?
That's just another house. It's actually my father's house.
Okay.
I had to list an address. When we incorporated in Florida, I had to incorporate in Florida, you know, to get bank accounts or whatever. It's got to be a Florida corporation.
Yeah, of course.
That's the thing. That's where the operation is. But I didn't have an address yet, so I just used my father's address. But it is a startup, so, it says sales. You know, we did, between you and me, when I started this bank account, back in July 1, I made it active on purpose a little bit. My average, until I started spending money and buying these scuba tanks and the equipment and blowers and stuff like that, batteries, I was making it active like 10,000 going in per month and coming out per month, whatever. So it kind of seems like we have started to be active. And I don't know. I don't know if on the application you just want to put no rent because we didn't start yet. It's a startup because it is a startup. Or do you want to say we started a little bit?
Well, they're going to, they usually.
Because if we got no money in the bank and we started, that would look bad too.
Yeah, I'm thinking you should say rented and then just a low amount. I mean, just like. So I wouldn't include the Pensacola address, or not the Pensacola, the parish address. Is your father's house, you know, mortgaged and paid for? I mean, honestly, like you guys own that then, like you don't pay for that. But right. That question is basically, you know, just to give you a little background on it, it's just they want to see how much cash is coming out on your end and what you can afford. So kind of like the more you put there, it makes them a little bit more nervous. So it's like, oh, I'm going to give this guy, you know, $10,000, but he's got, his rent is extremely high. I don't know how he's going to make any money. So if you kind of put that you own that property, which I'm assuming, you know, your father does, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you could just put own.
Between me, he just moved.
But, oh God.
I don't think they're going to be checking my father's property.
Yeah, but they do ask sometimes for a landlord referral to just make sure you're up to date on rent. But if you own that house, does he still own it?
Sure.
Did he sell it?
You know, I don't really know. Let's see.
No, just because I know on the back end.
He was. I don't think he's on the. Yeah, I don't think he's on the deal anymore. I'm 90% sure he's not. I mean, we own the houses up here, but you know. So
I know it's just that they usually. What about the office space in New York? What do you guys do as far as paying rent there? Do you own that, or is it just a home office again?
Yeah, it's a home office, but we own the house. Well, we own this house, and he owns his house.
All right.
Mike Johnson.
I'm just trying to think right now, only because I know a lot of these times on the loans on the back end, they'll do a landlord verification or something like that, where they basically just call up your landlord and say, hey, is this guy making his mortgage payments or his rent payments? Because I'm not going to lend him money if he owes you money. You know what I mean? So there's got to be kind of a name and number to associate that to.
Maybe what we should do is list Mikey's house, because he doesn't have much of a mortgage. It seems stupid because the landlord is him. So we're gonna just put down his.
Yeah, that's perfect. No, that's perfect. They won't They won't. He mortgaged from himself. What do you mean? Oh no, they're gonna make sure you're making your. They're gonna look ask for mortgage statements or some receipts.
The whole house isn't gonna be the office, so they're gonna know. You know, so if his mortgage is $1,000 a month, I don't know. We'll put rent at $500, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're gonna know it's kind of stupid. We can put any money, anything we, you know, because we own the house, so we can say anything. I don't know if that means him. But and then again, they're saying rented or mortgage amount from the physical location address, and we're
the physical location looks is going to be the parish location, but that's I think that's going to be a disaster in itself, like waiting to happen if we have that. That address on there.
Right. So maybe what we should do is explain that the physical address doesn't match it's just that the physical address won't, if we don't use parish, it won't match the, you know, the Secretary of State's address.
Mm-hmm. So you guys don't have that dock space paid for yet, or, you know, ready?
No, not yet, because okay. I still got to fly down and drive the boat down there. So it's up to three. I'm 90% sure it's going to be Stock Island Villas Marina, but it's
still not final.
Yeah, when we're negotiating. I mean, my sister, my father, we can... Let me think, because they're down there too, but my sister and my brother don't own their house. They rent.
It's just that the Secretary of State filing has that on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're kind of operating out of, or your mailing address.
Right.
And it's like, if you know, your father's not even on the deed anymore, it's not gonna look good. It might cause problems. It might not, but it might cause problems. So I'm trying to think, like, kind of down the road here, what the best maybe go with.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you put the location as the New York though, but then they're gonna say, well, where's the location in Florida? I'm not gonna lend, you know, money to this guy when he doesn't even have, you know, a location set up.
Right. Let me think. All right. Let me.
I know. I'm thinking too here. I'm trying to see.
Flip that. So if we continue to list parish, I mean, you know, if they have a map, they'll see that parish is not even on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm running a scuba diving business inland.
Yeah.
We could, you know, it's a startup, you know, so...
Exactly. I mean, that's really the only thing we can say at this point is that I can tell them that they have the billing address in New York.
But we're not in yet. We're waiting for the financing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's a catch-22.
The financing comes first, and then you start. You don't
mm-hmm.
start before the financing, so...
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's just use the New York address.
Okay.
Actually, well, use that for the billing address. And actually write that in there. And then the physical address... We'll put the parish, leave it as the parish address, and then if I'll explain to them that was the initial location when they incorporated earlier this year and got the ball rolling, but they're actually in the transitionary process into the marina. So at the moment, you know, the billing location is where they're operating out of in New York. And if they do ask for any kind of confirmation on the parish, you know, Florida address, I'll just tell them that they've actually moved that location. You know, they're in the transitionary part. You know, they sold that house. Right. They're moving into the, you know, marina, and you know, it is a startup, so you know, you guys do have some, you know, leniency as, you know, the whole address debacle. So just put the parish address on there, and then put the.
Is this the equipment, the merchant? I'm sorry, that was the equipment, or is that the? That's the line, the business loan.
For what? Both of the. Put it for both of them.
This is for the merchant pre-qualification form. Mm-hmm. Is that for the business loan or the equipment lease? That's the business loan.
Right? Yes.
Business loan, right. Okay, so, let's see. Okay, so I will list, as far as billing address, I'll list my address, actually.
I would put the one that's on the bank, because then it'll ease them out, yeah.
Exactly. Right, my address, which is on the bank, and as far as rent, well, we own it, so the mortgage is like $2,200. I'm not sure if
just leave that blank for now, and if they bring it up later, we'll think of something. But let's just try and get the approval process. You know.
Yeah, you know what? Because it's under my wife's name, and it's Renee Conocente Skinner.
Also,
I do rent. The office rent is rent. I do rent.
The only thing here too, the only worry that you have is you want to get, you know, run on the same day. But once that inquiry happens, you know, then when they come back and say, oh, you know, you left this blank or something, you know, oh, the rent and mortgage amount is messed up or something, we can always go back and fix that and you know, get around those. As long as we get the pull, really, the credit pull is the only thing we're really trying to get done on the same day and get it submitted the same day as everyone else. But as far as just like going back and fixing things,
because I have another office for another company on a main highway up here.
No, just put the one on the bank statement.
Yeah, stick to the one with the bank statement. Okay, and leave it blank. Yeah, I hate leaving things blank. You know they're gonna ask something.
Yeah, I mean,
if I just say rented. You know, whatever. My wife can sign, you know, Renee Conocente Skinner.
And you sign, just put rented, and you know, your office space, it's a home office, just put like $400. Be like, yeah, my wife charges me $400 a month out of my, you know, her mortgage or whatever.
That's all.
All right,
I'm
going to
put
there you go. That's all you do.
I'll put $325 only because that's the cheap rent I pay for this other office on Sunrise Highway, in case we have to explain that.
Solid.
Okay, so, rented. It's $325. And then it says sales. I used to do a business with somebody who looked at my average deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And they would lend money on that. That's another reason why it's very hard to do with a startup. But that's another reason why I was putting activity into the bank account, $10,000 out a month. But we didn't start yet, so you know.
Just kind of leave that.
I could say we were brokering scuba rides with other companies until we can get the machines built for us. In other words.
Yeah, you can put a little bit on there. And honestly, what they're going to do is just look.
In other words, we did start. So would that be better on the application?
Yeah, I mean.
We did start?
Yeah, then they're going to look basically
maybe
just.
Maybe not, though, because there's nothing in the bank. So how am I operating a business with nothing in the bank?
I would just leave that blank because it's a startup, and they're just going to take a look at it and, you know, look at the bank statements and give you what you give you. I don't think that box is really going to determine anything. With the startup, it's hard. Like a lot of these boxes, you know, we use one general application. It's hard to answer some of these questions. It doesn't really make sense. Like all the credit card info, you can't really put on there. Just have Mike get his info on the owner section. Have him sign that. And if you do have any references, that usually helps with the startup on the bottom of the page.
I didn't get to that part yet. For the credit card processor.
Leave that alone.
We have the credit. You can book you can book it. We have a credit card processor through GoDaddy on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But just leave it alone.
Yeah, just leave that up. They're not going to expect anything from a startup.
All right. And okay, now we got landlord again. What the heck is this? Okay, on the bottom of the application, it says merchant cell phone number. I put my cell. Fax number. I put my fax number. And then it says landlord name again.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you could just put... You could put your wife and then your wife's number. I guess that would be the landlord for the 325 office space.
Yeah, okay. Oh, off the 316 Asherokan, right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just... That's, all right, that's the way we're painting this picture, all. You know? It's nice and
okay, simple. Landlord, info, Renee, and landlord contact. Okay. Is that just put my wife's cell phone number?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it says merchant cell phone number is 983-7749, and right underneath it, it says landlord contact number is going to be 983-7748. That looks funny. Maybe the merchant cell phone number, I'll put Mikey Johnson's.
Yeah, so, you know what? That's what you're going to want anyway. They're going to talk to him when they want to finalize. Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, so we got that part. Business trade references. Okay, obviously with startup, so we don't have any trade references yet.
Then don't worry about it.
You want me to put an attorney down there, a doctor? I mean, I could put, you know, a few names down there.
It's not, it doesn't really pertain to the business itself, so just don't worry about it. Again, they know you're a startup, and they kind of... The application itself is honestly mostly to be able to pull information on a soft pull.
Okay, that was credit report, good. All right, years in business, amount of sale. Let's see, what was that one? Okay, so now back to the...
Commercial credit app.
Back to the commercial credit app. We got percent ownership. Okay, so now that's 100%. And we got annual sales, gross income, that's going to be blank. And Billy Ocean Inc., company address, billing address. Okay, which one am I putting this time?
For which part? On the commercial credit? Yeah, just keep it. Crap. Just keep it on the New York.
Broken Boulevard matches the bank statement.
So yeah, I would just keep it in New York, and we'll just tell them that you're in the process of getting into the marina location right now.
Right. We're waiting for the financing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll finish this up, get it over to you today, and we'll want the inquiry, just however you want to do it, we want the credit report pulled Thursday.
All right, I'll review all the information before we even get to that part, so we'll make sure there's no hiccups down the road.
All right, good. The only thing is I'm going to send it to you. Now Mikey ran to, he's a detective in the city,
mm-hmm.
So I won't even see him till tonight now. And I can't believe I don't have a social on. I got a whole folder here. And I set him up with the TransUnion. I did it, so that he has a watchdog or something like that, and make sure there's no inquiries on his credit report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I find it, and he's funny talking over the phone, and he's hard to get. Yeah. He's always working with federal agents and crap, so I probably won't even talk to him tonight. But I'll give the bulk of the information. And you'll, except for social, I'll get it from tonight, and I'll give you the social tomorrow. You're not going to run credit yet anyway, so.
Nope.
Let me get you the paperwork. I'm going to call the attorneys about the Secretary of State listing, and I'll get you the bank statements and the federal ID certificate. Whatever you ask for on that.
Yeah, and we got some time, which is good. You know. We got a day or two here to get some info together. Perfect. All right.
All right.
Good talking to you, Will.
All right. Yep.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.